Live entertainment, arts, and cultural events are returning to Western Massachusetts, but artists are hurting financially after more than a year of lost income. The Massachusetts Arts Council's COVID-19 impact survey found that in Western Massachusetts alone, 558 artists reported lost income of almost $5 million since March 2020. To help artists and arts producers, the Northampton Arts Council recently announced a second round of relief grants. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Executive Director Brian Foote.
Northampton is a community made up of a lot of artists, and it's a really dense fabric of what Northampton is about. And when there's not that income coming in from, you know, painting or gallery shows or live venues, it really impacts our community as a whole. So we thought that we could go forward again with another relief grant as opposed to an events grant. We did have an events grant in the interim between last year's relief grant and this year's relief grant. We gave away about $21,000 for events in the year 2021 during this fall. So we thought, supplement that kind of income for local artists, that we would look at an artist relief grant again, because although there's a nice curve going on right now in Northampton and in the greater Massachusetts community, we're making sure that our artists are taken care of, so they're going to be there in the future when we do see everything open up.
So how many artists were you able to help in the first round, and what do you have a goal for this new round of grants?
Last year we helped about 130 artists, and we just sent them a check for $330 a piece. We hit our goal last year. We actually surpassed our goal. I think due to a year of unemployment, etc., and the climate being a little different this spring, the fundraising goal was set a little lower, and we're trying to help as much as we can, but we're trying to hit $20,000 to distribute to as many artists who apply and are eligible. Last year our goal was $40,000.
Where do you get the funding that you're distributing for the to the artists?
So we have a lot of different revenue streams, but to be honest, our most prevalent revenue stream is our fundraising events that we have been producing for 30-plus years. We did take a hit this year as well as the individual artists in our area because we couldn't sell tickets. So at this point, we shifted to the live stream model, and we go out to local businesses, local individuals for fundraising support. And we changed our model to live stream, and then we asked for money to help supplement, you know, the lost income from ticket sales. And we were quite successful last year to make up the gap for a lot of those events that we produced, such as the Silver Cord Bowl, the Summer Park Series, Trance Performance, the Live Music Benefit Festival that we do at Look Park, and then the biggest one that we produce every year is First Night Northampton, which takes place on New Year's Eve. So what we did is we went to a live stream model, and then we did more of a donation ask. We made all of the events free online for anybody to watch, and then we just accompanied those events with a fundraising campaign to support that particular mission, which our mission is to fundraise to support arts enrichment in the local community and local schools.
And did that work out well? I mean, as well as could be expected?
It worked out better than I expected, and I was relieved, and also I felt like our community really stepped up in 2020 to support all the social and, you know, and the cultural needs of Northampton. We did really well with Trance Performance and First Night, asking for donations to supplement that. That, along with a community foundation grant that we received to pay my staff we actually are feeling really grateful for the type of like community resources our organization was able to receive last year. So we're feeling strong right now. We're looking forward to producing events again, so our fundraising revenue can reflect the type of giving that we want to do for individual artists and schools. Our board just met last week, and we are going to distribute about $7,200 to the public schools, PTOs, so they can basically do more arts enrichment programming within the school system in Northampton. And we also voted to, the board is going to give out $10,000 to supplement the COVID Artist Relief Grant Program.